From Tim to open up the show. Kevin, I agree with your caller. The Terry saga is killing the vibe. Good morning, everybody. Mike Jones is going to join us on the show at 11 a.m. Ben will join us from training camp at noon, and you'll hear some of my conversation with Fred Smoot yesterday about some of his observations about the team. Yeah, we had somebody call yesterday or the day before, Max. It may have been yesterday, and the caller said, look, this thing is dragging on so long, it's actually killing the vibe, killing the excitement that I had for the season this year. And I answered it honestly, from my standpoint, it's not killing it for me. Part of that, I think, is because, again, I know he's going to play. He has to play. Like, the Kime story yesterday really highlighted a couple of things, some of which we've talked about and some of which we really haven't emphasized enough. First of all, he did have that source, league source, that said their belief is that Washington would come up to $28 million a year. So they would come up from, let's just say, 25 to 28, $50 million guaranteed, somewhere in that range. Terry's going to have to give here. You know, he's got to get off that DK Metcalf thing and come back. But for me, it's like the part of the story where it's like the reason they're not budging in this, you know, from this impasse, from their side, is their analytics say that once a receiver turns 31, which would be Terry's the second year of this contract extension, the receiver position, receivers, even the great ones, start to diminish. Their performance starts to drop off, and sometimes significantly drop off. And we can talk about, you know, Terry not getting all the snaps as a college player and being a young 30 and coming off his best season, his age 29 season, and all of that. But they are, you know, basing a lot of this on the analytics of the position as it relates to age. And then the other part of this is what they, with what they have coming down the road, and not even talking about the Jaden deal 2 years from now, but next summer, next offseason, Laremy Tunsil, Frankie Louvu, potentially Marshawn Lattimore, Deebo Samuel. They don't want to set a precedent that says, hey, we're here to overpay everybody, especially the really good guys, and if you hold out, we're going to succumb. We're going to eventually bow to your demands and pay you what you want. They do not want to set that precedent. You know, I had this thought, and I was talking to Tommy earlier this morning, that, you know, they don't have to offer him this. You know, from their perspective, part of this may be, look, you know, you guys are looking at this all wrong. We don't have to do this. He's under contract for his age 30 season. We control the ability to make him play for us in his age 31 season if we want him by way of franchise tag. We don't need to give him generational $50 to $60 million worth of wealth into his bank account. We have him under contract. We have control over him over the 2 years that we think he's got left before his performance starts to drop based on, you know, the analytics of the position and the age. We're actually offering him a long-term contract extension because we do like him, because we do respect him. We do want him to play for us this year and next year. But we don't have to do it. Back to Tim and the caller from yesterday. It's not killing the vibe for me because I understand that Terry has, like, no options here. He's got no cards to play because he's under contract and because this is really his last best opportunity to sign a deal that'll put $50 million plus into his bank account and set him up for life. If he's not already set up for life already, which he is, I mean, hopefully he's managed his money from his first contract extension well. So I don't feel that way because Terry's going to play. I still would prefer that Terry get in now, like in the next, and I said yesterday, next 10 days, within 10 days because that takes us through the Baltimore, the last preseason game. If he's not in within the next 10 days, it now becomes a point of sort of diminishing returns for the team because now the work he's getting is essentially the lead up to the opener. What incentive at that point do they have to give him a long-term contract if they're not interested or they think the 2027 season is when his performance really starts to drop off? It's not killing the vibe for me. What would kill the vibe for me is if number five got hurt or number five was somehow, you know, not having, like he was so bad and everybody's talking about how bad he, actually that would just raise the stakes for me because I would double and triple and quadruple down. If people were telling me what a bad camp he was having, and let's just say he goes out on Monday night and throws three picks in three series, you know, they put him out there for a third series because he threw two picks and he throws the third, I would quadruple down that he's not going to do that during the regular season. But I'm wondering, like, for all of you, there is a part of the Terry saga that is getting old. Now, it's interesting. You know, and we knew going into this thing that it was going to be a little bit tricky because of his age and because if he thought of himself as one of the truly elite receivers in the game, that was going to be an issue. That would be an issue and should have been an issue with the team. He also had, you know, an agent where Terry is by far and away his biggest client. And the last deal that Terry signed was the biggest deal the agent's ever done. So this would be the biggest deal, followed by the deal he did 3 years ago as his top two deals as an agent. It's not killing the vibe for me as long as Jaden Daniels is going to step out onto the field on Sunday, September 7th against the Giants with, by the way, number 17 on the field because he's got to be there, and Debo and Eckler healthy and others. Like, it's not killing the vibe for me. This is, by the way, part and parcel to being a team with expectations. You know, when you hit, when the big holdouts typically aren't publicized as much on teams that have over-unders of 5.5 and 6.5, like this team's basically had for, you know, a long time now. This team has playoff expectations, deep into the playoff expectations, and when you get a high-profile player on a team like Washington holding out, it's not unusual. It can drag on and on. It did with the 49ers and Ayuk. It has with the 49ers and Trent and others along the way. It is right now with Cincinnati and Hendrickson. It did to a certain degree with Watt and Pittsburgh. James Cook ended his holdout in Buffalo. It's certainly a part of our NFL experience every offseason and preseason. It is. It's just for us, it's happening with a player that we all like a lot, and it's happening in the first preseason leading into the first season in which there are legitimate playoff and deep into the playoffs expectations. And maybe that is putting a different sort of face on this. Because if they were a 7-10 team last year and had a 6.5 or 7.5 over-under win total, we'd be talking about it, but it wouldn't be killing a vibe. For a vibe to be killed, there has to be a vibe there to begin with, and there's a vibe. It's the most anticipated regular season as fans of this team we've had since, you know, I'll give Kevin and Arlington his due on this one, since 2004 when Gibbs came back, because that was an off season. That was an anticipation situation. We could say 2013, as we've talked about before, but there was all sorts of, you know, injury stuff. But 2013 was kind of a hyped season. It was. But it's been a long time, regardless of what year you want to point to and say, well, I was pretty pumped for that season. At 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, is this Terry impasse with the team? Is it draining? Is it killing your vibe? Is it diminishing your expectations or your excitement? Not expectations, but your excitement for the season. We had a caller say that yesterday. I had somebody else, you know, a couple of you write in and say you felt the same way, including Tim, who I read here at the beginning of the show, that the Terry saga is killing the vibe. It's not for me, but I'm not speaking for all of you. I'll let you do that at 301-230-0980. Max, what's it doing to you?
It's getting frustrating at this point because, I mean...
Is it killing the vibe? Being frustrated is different than my excitement now is less than it was for the upcoming season.
It's not making me less... It's making me more worried about this team going forward and their depth at the wide receiver position. It's not killing like my vibe or my expectations because I still am strongly... in the camp that he will be there week one. He's going to be under contract. He has to play unless he really wants to, you know, pull himself out of games and kill his numbers a little bit in a way to just stick it to the team when it probably won't financially help him in many ways going forward because they'll still be able to, you know, do whatever they need to do, whether that's sign him with the franchise tag or anything like that. But it's not really killing my vibe. It's just making me A, frustrated, and B, worried about the depth of this team.
Worried is different than less excitement. I understand the worry. I also understand the frustration of it not getting done, regardless of which side you're on. But, like, you know, I was so pumped up for the season, and now I'm not. Look, if they sign a contract extension, if they sign Terry to a contract extension in the next week, it's going to be right back to where you were. I would imagine you would be right back to where you were, Tim, and our caller from yesterday, and anybody else that feels this way. But if it continues to drag on, and it continues to be a story right into week one, where, you know, Terry reports on Tuesday, what would that be, September 2nd, you know, is ready to practice and getting ready for the Giant game because essentially he's playing on the final year of his deal. Look, some of you will be frustrated if he plays on the final year of his deal. If he plays on the final year of his deal, it is going to open up the team, if the team hasn't already been opened up, to scrutiny, to criticism, if offensively they don't play well. If they don't look like they did last year, if Terry doesn't have the season that he had last year, especially if he's not playing on a contract extension. If he's playing on a contract extension, they'll say, well, it happened too late. He didn't have enough time to get acclimated. And there's going to be a period of getting back into sync with Jaden and the new players on offense. But 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Has the Terry saga gotten to the point where it has started to drain some of the excitement about the upcoming season out of you? 301-230-0980. We'll take calls on that next.